from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next, with me, Stefan as well. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo mentions the use of local products still 41%. Palestinian Red Crescent says its health centers in Gaza paralyzed. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo observed the use of domestic products at the district or city level is still around 41% and needs to be increased, reported by Antara State News Agency during the opening of the 26th National Work Meeting of the Association of All Indonesian District Governments in 2024 at the Jakarta Convention Center on Wednesday. The president asked the district and city governments to be careful in budget absorption and regretted if the state revenue transferred to the regions was then brought imported products that actually provide benefits to other countries. On that occasion, President Jokowi also said the past 5 years was not easy, very difficult, and full of challenges, starting from the COVID-19 pandemic, wars that caused fluctuations in oil and food prices, as well as the El Niño to La Niña phenomena that caused heat waves. According to him, this has caused challenges of health crisis, economic crisis, food, financial, and humanitarian crisis. Still from Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who asked district governments to optimize tourism potential in various regions in Indonesia by imitating the tourism management of other countries. The development of various regional potentials in terms of finance, food, energy, industry, and tourism is important amid the increasingly fierce competition between countries today. Quoted by Antara at the opening of the 26th National Work Meeting of the Association of All Indonesian District Governments in Jakarta on Wednesday, the head of state said one of the countries that can be emulated in tourism management is Bhutan. According to him, with its natural tourism potential and well-preserved cultural traditions, Bhutan doesn't open its country to all tourists, but only to high-end tourists who spend a lot. With exclusive tourism management, Bhutan can utilize tourism as a source of state revenue by imposing a nature protection fee from visiting tourists. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Hadi Cahyanto, asked the mass media to broadcast more balanced news related to the 2024 regional head elections. He conveyed it at the coordination meeting on the implementation of simultaneous regional elections in 2024 in the Sumatra region. According to a written statement from the Coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security Affairs on Tuesday, Hadi Cahyanto explained, balance of information is needed, so people are not misled by hoax news that can trigger conflicts. The last national news comes from Special Staff of the Minister of National Planning and Development of Indonesia, Sultan Rifandi, who said the free nutritious feeding program can be a solution to reduce stunting. Sultan Rivaldi in an online discussion held by the Food Security, Marine and Fisheries Subdepartment, South Jakarta on Tuesday argued, this program needs to be designed as well as possible so the community can feel the benefits. He said it's hoped the free nutritious food program can be successful in Indonesia. It is known that President-elect Prabowo Subianto corrected the name of the free lunch program to free nutritious meals. According to Prabowo, the term is more appropriate because the provision of lunch is too long for school children, so the food should be provided in the morning. Now we move to the international news. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society on Tuesday revealed that all of their health centers and emergency clinics in the Gaza Strip were paralyzed. The society explained this condition occurred due to forced evictions carried out by the occupation in various areas in Gaza, where their medical facilities are located. About 15 of the 60, I should say 36 hospitals in the Gaza Strip are operating and only partially functioning and experiencing crisis of staff and medical supplies. The process of Georgia's integration into the European Union has been suspended. This was stated by European Union Ambassador to Georgia, Pavel Herchinski, on Tuesday. Herchinski also said the EU has frozen support for Georgia from the European Peace Facility. The European Union plans to limit its direct support to Georgian authorities while increasing support for civil society and media in Georgia. The European Union is expected to publish a report on enlargement for all candidates seeking to join the European Union in October. We end the news with European Union member states who discussed the prospect of Hungarian presidency of the bloc on Wednesday. The discussion follows Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's surprise visit to Kyiv, Moscow, and Beijing on what Budapest called a peace mission. The media reported, as quoted by Sputnik, Orbán embarked on a mini-tour of world capitals shortly after Hungary was awarded the six-month rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union on July 1st. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's commentary is titled Maternity Leave of Up to 6 Months for Working Mothers. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on July 2nd signed Act No. 4 of 2024 on maternal and child welfare in the first 1,000 days of life. What is widely discussed regarding this act is Article 4, Paragraph 3, which regulates maternity leave for working mothers. It states that working mothers are entitled to maternity leave for a minimum of the first 3 months and a maximum of the following 3 months if there are special conditions as proven by a doctor's certificate. It was also explained that the special conditions include several things such as mothers experiencing health problems, postpartum complications, or miscarriages, as well as children being born experiencing health problems and or complications. Mothers who exercise their right cannot be dismissed from their jobs. The law may have partially answered female workers' hopes for better working conditions. However, quite a few entrepreneurs object to the new regulations. For them, longer maternity leave will reduce the company's productivity at a greater cost, because they have to continue paying employees who are on leave for 6 months. In addition, finding replacement for employees on maternity leave is also not easy. They may consider the regulations to recruit female employees in the future. Responding to the entrepreneur's opinion, President Joko Widodo said that the right to maternity leave for a maximum of 6 months is very human. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Muhajir Effendi, understands the entrepreneur's concern. However, he also said that the regulation is a common good. According to him, this is one of the efforts to prepare golden generations for the future. The Indonesian government and entrepreners should sit together to detail the ideal middle ground for enforcing the new law. The government is indeed thinking about the benefits in the long term. Entrepreneurs should not worry too much about the 6 months maternity leave rule because the leave, usually for 3 months, is still valid. 3 additional months are only for certain conditions. All mothers hope to give birth to a healthy baby without complications and problems for themselves and the baby. Thus, an additional 3 months of leave will not be needed. Employers do not have to sacrifice women's right to get a job. Working in good conditions helps mother improve family welfare. From a prosperous family, a healthy generation will be born, which will become a productive workforce for the business world. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with July 10, 1949, about the return of General Sudirman from guerrilla warfare. On July 10, 1949, General Sudirman, a national hero for independence from Indonesia, finally returned from guerrilla warfare and met the first Indonesian President Sukarno in Yogyakarta. Sudirman had been conducting guerrilla warfare in the forest of Karangmojo, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. He was ordered to leave the forest and meet President Sukarno in Yogyakarta because his presence was crucial in the capital. This meeting took place after the Dutch returned to Yogyakarta on June 29, 1949 in an event known as the Jogja Kembali or Jogja Returns. The two great Indonesian figures met and embraced with great emotion. This moment of their embrace is immortalized at the Jogja Monument showing Bung Karno hugging General Sudirman, who had just returned after several months of guerrilla warfare. Moving on to July 10, 1951, when South Korea and North Korea held negotiations for an armistice. On July 10, 1951, South Korea and North Korea began the Korean War armistice negotiations. The negotiations lasted for 2 years until July 27, 1953. Through painstaking negotiations, representatives of the United Nations Command, North Korean Communist Forces and China finally signed the Korean War Armistice Agreement on July 27, 1953. The agreement also ended the Korean War, which lasted since 1950. We end today in history with July 10th about Global Energy Independence Day. Global Energy Independence Day was established to encourage people around the world to promote and use alternative energy sources, including solar, wind, and geothermal power, as well as other technologies still under development. This commemoration was initiated by Michael Dennis Antonovich, a green energy promoter from Los Angeles, California, in 2005. July 10 was taken from the birth date of Nikola Tesla, a famous American inventor of Serbian descent who had revolutionary ideas about renewable energy sources far ahead of his time. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlight: supporting the carbon emission reduction movement, the upstream oil and gas industry builds green space at the Puspantara Fruit Park in Nusantara. The Oil and Gas Special Task Force supports the development of the Indonesian capital city of Nusantara through a partnership to build the green space of Puspantara Fruit Park. This development is also a collaboration with oil and gas companies from Italy, Ente Nazionale Idrocarburi, or Eni Indonesia, and the community of Sukomulyo Supaku Village. They are committed to planting 1.6 million trees by 2024 by reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 300,000 tons. The oil and gas industry has planted 8.5 million trees since the launch of the Indonesia Oil and Asphalt Mixing Plant Gas 4.0 Plan and Strategy in 2020. This was conveyed by the Deputy Head of the Oil and Gas Special Task Force, Sinta Damayanti, at the launch of the Partnership for the Development of the Nusantara Puspantara Fruit Park on Monday. According to Sinta, even though it has the stigma of being a carbon emitter, this industry supports the movement to reduce carbon emissions for the environment. Sinta explained the synergy program between the upstream oil and gas industry and the Nusantara Capital Authority began with a greening program by the cooperation contractor Eni Indonesia in Sukomulyo Village, Nusantara area. This activity lasted for 4 years with a focus on providing green space, seeds, planting, maintenance, and empowering farming communities. Apart from that, there is also the construction of supporting facilities for fruit gardens for reforestation. On that occasion, the head of representative of SKK Migas Kalimantan and Sulawesi, Azhari Idris, stated, Oil and Gas Special Task Force Cooperation Contractor Eni Indonesia not only focuses on exploring and developing oil and natural gas potential in Indonesia, but also makes a major contribution to the economic growth and progress of the nation, as well as maintain environmental sustainability. Meanwhile, the head of Sukomulyo Village, Mustain, welcomed this initiative because it has the potential to beautify the village and provide new economic opportunities for residents. They are ready to support this program with a pentahelix approach involving government, society, academics, business actors, and the media. Puspantara is expected to become a successful example in the development of sustainable green spaces through collaboration between various parties. That's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Berlari saja menghindari semua yang menimpa, takkan ku biarkan diriku terus terlena dalam ayahku. Ada saat aku tak berdaya menghapuskan semua cerita. Ku berharap terlalu banyak sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharapkanmu. Mungkinkah terulang masa-masa indah yang akan membawamu kembali padaku? Tak pernah terbayangkan terjadi, hanya penyesalan di hati. Sanjak hanya ungkapan hati, tak cukup sudah untuk diriku. Oh, aku hancur lantak bagai debu. Aku telanjang tanpa kasihmu. Bibirku kering laksana berkarat tempat teduhku.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to North Sumatra province that has many tourist destinations both mountain and marine tourism. One of the destinations in North Sumatra is Siba Island, located near Belawan City. Although it's on the seashore and takes quite a long time from the downtown of Medan, or about 1 hour by motorcycles, Belawan is still classified as an administrative area in Medan City with sub-district status. There are several tourism destinations in Belawan. One of them is Siba Island. This island is located in Seibaharu Village, Hamparan Perak District, Deli Serdang Regency, North Sumatra. Initially, this location was a fish farming area, which was the main livelihood of the local residents in Belawan. However, a local resident named Sharifuddin Siba took the initiative to manage the place to be a tourist-friendly area. The island then became popularly known as Siba Island. The facilities on this island are quite complete, such as a water park, restaurant, and even a resort or accommodation. There's also a hall room to accommodate various corporate and social events. At Siba Island, you can enjoy the rare mangrove forest scenery and engage in various water activities, such as speed boating, banana boating, or simply fishing on the calm seaside. Listener, to reach Siba Island, you can depart from the special pier of Siba Island Resort, located on Jalan Serma Hanafiah Belalawan Street, next to Marina Restaurant. Speedboats are provided by the Siba Island management at a rate of 70,000 rupiah for a round trip taking about 30 minutes. During the trip to the island, you can enjoy the stunning green views, especially the mangrove forest that grows along the coast. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa, rasa,
which means taste.
Ayam betutu,
which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang, dipanggang,
which means roasted.
Tungku, tungku,
which means stove.
Oven, oven,
which means oven.
Sama-sama, sama-sama,
which means equally.
Enak, enak,
which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus, direbus,
which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran, restoran,
which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear the statement,
rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression,
baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku,
which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove, and
di dalam oven. Di dalam oven,
which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether or both, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in the shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song, with Betawi dialect lyrics, tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture, because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening!
Benjamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri.
Si muke kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39 berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi didemenin. Nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak berlagu tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, jambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri.
Bapun kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegarasin bete. Dari nyang tua ampe nyang muda, nyok same-same lestarin budaya kita ya. Jangan ampe kaget, nyok nyok.
Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari ampe luar negeri. Benyamin
of Indonesia.
I like a man lonely. the sky, looking for layangan putus. I don't like the tide bows. What I like are silang sugar. When I fall into chomberan, my face roti and lepotan. But when I nyang sang di tiang jemuran, never mind because I can glantungan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know who am I? I am a Superman, baby. I'm afraid of samurai. Do you know Shintaro? Because he is my friend. Man, Gang Bugis 99E.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pendengar, ngibing yo. Bareng Kojek nih. Nyonya,
semua ke Jakarta, lihat ibu kota, bareng sama keluarga, enjoy Jakarta. Yo, semua ke Jakarta, ke santai tamasya, hilangin semua masalah, enjoy Jakarta.
Yo, empok abang semua, kita datang ke Jakarta, mau apa aja ade, jajanan murah tempat tamasya, jalan-jalan yo ke Monas, taman mini lanjut keong mas, juga ade tempat sejarah, lubang buaya kota tue, kalau panas rendam di Ancol, keragunan lo jalan tol. Lihat-lihat orang utan balik PRJ ke Mayoran.